In Madrid today, representatives from dozens of countries have opened a two-day conference designed to raise money for Iraq's reconstruction. Both the United States and the United Nations estimate it will take more than $55 billion to fully restore Iraq's infrastructure. Washington will contribute about a third of that. The White House is hoping other nations will pay the rest. NPR's Guy Raz is in Madrid. How close are donations from other countries likely to get to that $55 billion needed?
Bob, it's not very likely at all. The U.S. Congress, as you know and as you mentioned, has already pledged about a third of that amount, about $20 billion over the next 18 months. But to get another $35 billion here in Madrid will be a very, very difficult job. That said, there is a tremendous amount of political pressure, I think, on the nations here to bear, and that pressure is coming in large measure from the White House. At the same time, some of the delegates here are saying that raising $35 billion, raising that much money, is fairly unrealistic, particularly compared, when it's compared with other similar conferences like this one. The one held in 2002 for Afghanistan, for example, raised $4 billion, and that was considered quite a success.
How much money has been pledged so far?
Well, aside from the U.S. $20 billion pledge, there are some important and firm commitments. Japan, for example, will pledge more than $1 billion, primarily for Iraq's water and electricity sector. Britain and Spain will together offer about $800 million. The European Union is going to throw in about $200 million. And then there's a very important loan commitment from the World Bank, which will make about $5 billion available to Iraq in loans, I should say, over the next 5 years. So in total, with loans and grants, the Iraqi delegation here is looking right now at about $7 billion in pledges.
Why are estimates for Iraq's reconstruction so high?
Well, in part, it's because of the war damage, of course, but I would say that's a very, very small part of the problem. Nearly every major infrastructure section in the country was totally, outright neglected by the previous regime. Basic services like electricity and water are simply falling apart in Iraq. Even the Secretary of State, Colin Powell, told reporters here last night that no one, not even the best experts, estimated how much work would have to be done in Iraq. I can give you one small example from my recent time there. Just to rebuild one power plant in Baghdad, for example, will cost about $500 million, and that's one power station in one infrastructure sector. Then you've got water treatment facilities, you've got security, schools, government offices, telecommunications, on and on. So simply put, everything in Iraq needs to be rebuilt because almost nothing is working as it should at the moment.
The Bush administration has been minimizing expectations for this conference. Are there other issues at play here besides Iraq's reconstruction?
I think, Bob, with all international conferences now, there are always other issues, and they almost always now relate to transatlantic disputes over international policy questions. The White House has sent the Secretary of State here, and also Paul Bremer, the top civilian administrator in Iraq, they've sent them here to represent the U.S. delegation. But countries like France and Germany, which were obviously strong opponents of the war, have sent fairly low-level delegations to this meeting. And in many ways, I think it signals these countries' general distaste for the war and the White House's continued insistence that it control the reconstruction process. Just yesterday, France's foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, said that France will not make any new contributions to Iraq so long as the issue of Iraq's sovereignty remains unresolved. France is also reluctant to commit money to Iraq as long as the U.S. controls how that money is allocated. So there are always these kinds of issues that are raised at these kinds of conferences.
NPR's Guy Raz in Madrid.